We are Simen Shin Chav Ches. We were really up to Sif Hei, but before we learn Sif Hei, I'd like to learn with the Olam a few halachas which we have had in Sif Dalet. Perhaps we'll get a greater clarity in these halachas. I'd like to read the lashon of the Erchei Shabbat. He says as follows: Apeiskim nechleku, the machlekes apeiskim imaheta lasais melachis the Shabbat avu chayla sheyesh baisakone. There's a heta to do melachin in Shabbat for chayla sheyesh baisakone. When does this heta apply? Others say, Nema rak letzoirach dvorim, sheminiyosom alulo lesakein es achayla. So others say that the only malachis that are permitted to be done by a yid is only such malachis that by not doing these malachis, a sakone could come to the chayle. Oy, sha'oisim malachis avugoy, dam letoirech dvorim, shem niyotam eina mitakenes oisai. And others say that one is permitted to do malachis, even though if they will not be done, there's no imminent danger that will come about because this was not done. Afalpikein, since normally these malachis are done for this chayle, it is mutter for ye to do them on Shabbos. So there's a machlokes apoiskin. V'kosav avir aloche, denochen lahachmer bozeh b'yisurei toire. So the Bir Aloche says, since there is a machlokes, so it is preferable that if we are speaking about a maloche, that we don't see an imminent danger if it will not be done on Shabbos, so then the Bir Aloche says it is preferable a yid should not do this maloche, we should tell a guy to do this maloche. Omnom, cause of a Bir Aloche, Sheim amalochis ha'elu mesayis lechizuk eivorov shalachoyle. But if by doing this maloche, I won't say that if I don't do it, it will bring a greater danger. But I know by doing these maloches, it will strengthen the choyle. What it will accomplish is a choyle sheyesh b'yisakone. That I know. If I won't do it, it will bring a greater danger. I don't know. But I do know that these malachis will strengthen the choyle. That I do know. Muta la soysan timin shu choyle sheyesh b'yisakone. Since he's a choyle sheyesh b'yisakone, so that is permissible to do by a yi. So now we have a little clarity in this halacha. Now, what? We determined that we're speaking about that we know the chayla sheyesh b'yisakone. So now the shayla is, what do you do with him? That's the case. A doctor says he's a chayla sheyesh b'yisakone. We know he's a chayla sheyesh b'yisakone. Now the shayla is, what is permitted to be done for him? So now he brings down another halacha, which is a davar muskin. Chayla sheyesh b'yisakone, he's lying in a room that it's light. There's candles burning, there's electric burning. And he can't fall asleep. The light is bothering him to fall asleep. So now it's like this. If we can take him into a different room, we can take his bed into a different room. Or if for some reason we could cover the light, you can take a blanket or something and cover the light, or aluminum foil and cover the light. So you do that. So you don't come to a Chilul Shabbos. But if I don't have this eitzah, I can't cover the light. I can't take him into a different room. He's a chayle sheyesh b'isakon and he can't sleep. So this is an ofna simin mikum muta lechabois esau. You're allowed to shut the light. Mipnei shashine yofi lechayle. This Chazal told us that sleep is beneficial for a chayle. V'hi asuya l'saye b'rifuyoy. And sleep helps the refuah to come about. And by not sleeping, this can make his matzav worse. So this is a double muskim. Ayid is allowed to do this one. But he needs to fall asleep. He needs to forget. Yeah. Okay, if that l'chayrit also be if l'maise, this will bring on the sleep. The sleep is very beneficial for a chayle sheyesh b'sakone. So if we have to do a meloche in order to enable him to sleep, this is permissible. This is muta afilu a meloche d'iraita. This is a double musket. Now he speaks about something else. Chayle sheyesh b'sakone. Asayvo mimeichush she'enoi kosho l'machlosnei. Yev achayla she'yesh b'yitakone, yev rachmona n'tron yena machle. And he's also suffering from a meichush. He's suffering from an ailment, which that ailment has nothing to do with his machle, but it is matrit him. He's bothering him. This else, because of this, he can't sleep. Is mutalay lito? So number one, mutalay lito trufos avurei seyamesish. He's allowed to take medication. I mean, even though theoretically, if he would only have this mesish, let's say he only has this mesish, he's not nofal mishka because of this mesish. He has a cold. He has difficulties breathing. So normally he would not be able to take refuah, but now because of his machle, this is hindering him to sleep or other thing. That means, again, let's say he has a stuffed nose and he can't sleep because of this. They wouldn't have had this machle. If he wouldn't have this machle, he has a stuffed nose. Finished, he has a stuffed nose, so you're grin and bear it and finished. He's not even permitted to take medication for this. This is not lawful of Mishka. But if because of this stuffed nose, he can't fall asleep, and sleep is very beneficial for a chaylish yesh b'sakone, so I'm allowed to put on a bath. There's no way I'm allowed to put on a bath, right? So maybe you should be able to breathe. That means, so that's another halacha. That would be if this is the only way, this would be permissible. Chayle sheyesh b'yisakon, he says another case. Hamechuba lemachshirin. A chayle sheyesh b'yisakon, that is attached to a lot of machinery. Asher nitukam v'chiburam koluch b'melachis gemulit. That means he's attached to a whole bunch of machinery, and to attach him or to disattach him, it involves melachis. V'hu me'unyin l'leches melat. He wants to walk a little bit. He was laying down and it's bothering him. He wants to walk a little bit. Or the Tzaynet came, so in order for him to be able to walk, you have to disconnect all the machinery. צריך לנתקי מהמכשירים ולעזר לחברי להם כאשר יושב לחברי שלהם. Then if he wants to walk, you have to disconnect it and connect it. יש להבחין בו זה בין מקרים שונים. So then you have to, there are different cases. אם ההליך הנחוץ לרפואה של החולה, if the doctor say walking is very beneficial, זה מותר גם להפריע לנתק או יישאי מהמכשירים, ולעזר לחברי עליהם. If the doctor says it would be beneficial for his machlis, so it will help him in some way. It will be mechazik him. The walking will help him, will help the circulation. So it will help him, even though, so this is helping the chaylish yesh b'yisakot. If the doctor doesn't say it's beneficial, but it bothers him, so then we have in his machlokes, so be, should be done through a goy, or a yid, if it's only a malachid d'rabbonon, a yid can do a malachid d'rabbonon. Now, there's another Indian over here that there's sometimes, this halacha will have later by a yoldeh, it's brought down that if a chayla sheyesh bo sakonim is very disturbed, and because of being disturbed, so this can be very detrimental to their health. So to alleviate that, what they're disturbed, what is permitted to do, a malacha d'oraisa. And this halacha is brought down by a yoldeh, a woman that's about to give birth, and she's blind. But she wants that you should be madlik a ner, but because the one who's coming to help her give the lady, she's nervous, there will not be enough light. So therefore, one is permitted to be madlik aner to calm her down. This is also an Indian d'oraisa. No, it's better not to trick her and to calm her down. This is a double hamuto. That means what?
Yeah.
You're allowed to be madlik aner. She is a chayla sheyesh b'sakone. And lemaise, this will help us. It's mutter.
Why do you call this?
Well, no.
Because
it's more of
a hope.
The matzah has a din of pikuach nefesh. That means if she's disturbed and she's nervous, this could be very detrimental to the lady. So you'll have to be misalictus. That's a lalachin. Yes. Okay. Now let us see. Hey. Mako she'eino shel cholo. Now, in Sif Gimel, we had a make shel cholo. That means an internal make. And so then, that is a din of a chayla, shnis kalkalech of me'eborim. So that, or he has a lot of pain that makes us think that one of the eborim, when it's kalkal, that's a chayla sheyesh bo sakana. Maka she'eino shel cholo, a maka that is not an internal maka. So then, but he doesn't feel well. His nish'olim. So then there are no guidelines. One is permitted to be mechalo Shabbos. We have to be mevarer the seriousness of this machle. Nish'olin beboki, so we ask a doctor, or the choyle alone, if the choyle alone feels that he's in a matzav of sakonim. Ve'ein mechalin olof, that means, without a green light from a doctor or from the chayli that says he feels that he's in a matzav of sakana, one is not permitted to be mechalel Shabbos. Oy, שייעוס אינסול אחד מהם, זה מסתיק שופניק סקונס נפושת. That means, about alkoponim, the one has to say, they don't know clearly if it's a sakonis nefoshis, but there's a topic. There's something to be concerned about. It could be this will bring to sakonis nefoshis. And then also, one is permitted to be mechalo Shabbos. And we have to know, just like by sakonis nefoshis, there's a heter of Chilul Shabbos. Sofik Sakonis Nefoshis is also heter to be. If there is a Sofik, maybe this is a machlo of Sakonis Nefoshis, there's a heter to be Mechalul Shabbos. Yerichach, my name. Makes shall gav hayad v'gav haregel. Now, This halacha needs a little explanation. But first, let us speak about the translation. We have to explain two things. What is the makeh, and what is the gav hayad and the gav haregel? The gav hayad and the gav haregel means the outer chelik of the hand. That means after the fingers end, the chelik, which is on the same side of the top of the fingers. So this, the top of the hand, this area, this is the gav hayad. And by the foot, the same thing that's next to the toes is gav haregel. Now, so it says over here, make shall gav hayad, the gav haregel, and let's jump to the end of the sheet. Harei heim ke makesh shol cholo. This is a din of a makesh shol cholo, and we are mechalo Shabbos. So now this needs explanation. So I'd like to read to the oilam chut shoni from Magoin Rav Nissim Karelet. So he explains makesh shol gav hayad or gav haregel. Who chaburo? This is a bruise. Sheyesh al gav hayad, sheyesh boidam. Oy nefichois, or it's very swollen. Oy ke'evim chazdokit, or there's strong pain in this area. Oy kol dovo shenire mishune sheyesh lochush sheyesh bozeh sakot. So that means it seems this area, the gav hayad, is the gav haregel, or let's say, is a mokim, that if there's a chabure or a makeh, it could be dangerous. And the mele, we gave it a din of a chalal hagur, which is a sakone. Yeah. Now he explains further. Chabura abruz shal gav hayad hayaregu. Hainu make shedeiresh is tipu. That means the make seems that you have to do something. It's not poshut. Ubozeh metaflim bo lefit shaycha b'shabbos. Whatever is needed to be done in Shabbos. Ach lefomim yesh chabura. Sometimes a person say a bruise, a sore. Shav b'chol ein v'taplin b'hem. That means this bruise and sore doesn't give concern for the Lord. We take to do something about it. So if it is such a market that in the weekdays a person won't bat an eyelash, in kemuchu she'ein zem market she'yesh b'chash b'koach nefesh, in mechal n'aleh to Shabbos. So we're speaking about something that there's strong pains, or it's nire mishune, or it's very swollen. And this, whatever is on the gav hayad, seems to say that it needs tickle. He says also if you have a deep cut, the gav hayad, that's also something, the muta l'chala aleim es ha-shabbos. So this is the first two halachas that it says in Sikor. מה כשר גב היד וגב הרגל. וכן מי שבולה הלוקו. A second case. A person swallowed a leech, which is very dangerous. וכן מי שנשוחי כלב שייטה. Or a kelab shayte, a dog with rabies. By echot mi zoysalei ofo hamimitim, or a type of a reptile or a snake that's poisonous. Avulu sofik imemisim lav. It's a sofik, I don't know if he is poisonous, he's not poisonous, but it's a sofik. Harei ein kimake shel cholom. This is the din of a make shel cholom. So these halachas, these matovim have a din of a make shel cholom, a bechele sheyesh bo yisakon. Mechalolim Shabbos, al kol make shenasis machmas balzal. Now this is irrelevant where this makke was, and from the chut shoni, it would seem that that's what Chazal were chayish for a makke shel balzel. This is, he says, if a person had a tetanus shot recently, that a kaponim is still effective, then we are not chayish for a makish shel balzel. The makish shel balzel we are chayish for is something that one needs. This is a chayli sheyesh b'isakone, and if he had a shot at a tetanus shot, so then this halacha does not apply. But this is a makish shel balzel that there were chayish two balzel, a person can get this infection. While shchin abo b'tiyat habas, exactly what the shchin is, I don't know, this was bizman chazal, this was a machla sheyesh b'isakone, va'al simto v'hu anikno flunkne v'la, this I don't know exactly what this machla is, va'al mi sheyesh b'i kadachas ham b'yoysel, or a person has high fever, Oy im simo. Simo means that we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Al kol makem afilo eino bechlal agufne amake shel balzel. That we said amake shel balzel has a din of a sakone. Afilo eino bechlal aguf. It's not in it's an eternal makem. Vafilo shaloi al gav hayad v'oregu. We were afraid that for tetanus, we were afraid for this. Now, chan v'yoysel, if he has very high fever, hu anikro b'roshayn ashtenaz tikus chedoyme, so that's one type of fever, high fever. We'll come back to this. Or it's in simo. Miloshen tesama sares besovi. Vola nikro shoderin. That means he shudders. Miloshen ashkenaz. Shebo hakrirus pachamimus bepam achas. At the same time, he's very hot and very cold. So this is a sakone. Vafuki kadachas hamotsui. A normal fever does not come like that. He has simultaneously, he's very cold and hot at the same time. No, a normal fever comes shabo mitchila akrius. First he's cold, he has the chills, v'achakach hachamimus. Ein ze b'chlal chayle sheyesh bo yisakonet. That means a person who has fever, not high fever, so he this has the din of a chayle she'ein bo yisakone, and a chayle she'ein bo yisakone is allowed to tell a guy to do a malacha d'oraisa. For him, I was allowed to take medication. Now, about this Indian of high fever, so there are two inyanim of fever. Now, if we do not know that the cause of the fever, we do not know that he has an internal machle and this is causing the fever. I mean, if we do know this, he says, I don't know, he says if a person has a throat infection, even though the fever is not too high, this could have a dinam sakonis nefoshis. And gin the lek is calling. But he says like this, high fever, there's a machlekes between Rav Moshe and Rav Shmuel Bozman. Rav Moshe holds that if a person has 102, that alone has a din of high fever, and if he feels very sick, it could have a din of a chayle sheyesh boi sakone. Rav Shmuel Bozman holds that the 102 alone is not a sakone, he holds 104 as a sakone. Al Kaponim, that is in the Indian of fever. But again, if we know that there's another illness that is bringing about the fever, so then the fever doesn't have to be too high, but this alone is a simen on something internal that is not too good, so then also this could have a din of a chayla sheyesh by sakone. Now, Mi she'ochezoi dam. Now, exactly what this is, Rav Nissim Kazelet says that this is high blood pressure. High blood, that's what he says. So he says that's the way he knows what ochezoi dam is. He says this means high blood pressure. So then, Bizman Chazal, they used to draw blood from him, and that used to alleviate the high blood pressure. So Misha Ochzei Dam, Mekizan Oisoi, Afilu Hailech Al Raglov. What? Now there's medication for that. Now there's medication for high blood pressure. But again, you have to know where we're speaking about that here he brings down. Here he brings down. I think this Bogner brings down. Just 1 second. High blood pressure. If one is concerned that his blood pressure is dangerously elevated, he experiences headache, weakness, or other hypertensive symptoms, and he doesn't know what his blood pressure is, and the only blood pressure monitor available is electronic. He may ask the Najo to take his blood pressure. So that's Lachatchila, he should ask a goy. If a Najo is non, that means if the sakone is not imminent, if we have to be Mabara, so it's preferably to ask a goy. If a Najo is non readily available, a Jew may take his blood pressure with the electronic device by way of a shinui if possible. If the blood pressure is severely elevated, the patient has symptoms of headache or weakness, one should immediately call a color or EMS to transport the victim to the nearest emergency room. This requires urgent medical treatment, so then one shouldn't wait for a goy. So this is probably in how he feels, how the Chayim self feels. So that's so he says that is the touch of Achzay Dam high blood pressure. Makis and Oisai, so here the Mechaber says the Eitzel was used to draw blood from him. Afilu Hoylech al Raglov, Afilu Bayoim Rishon, this is just started, Akaponim, this is permissible. Afilu al Yidei Yisrael, so Mishimur says Afilu Yidei Yisrael, the Sakanto, it's a Sakone. Vim Oisai Dom, the Mikta, the Minkrish Rak Mechis Baal, but also, so this matters how high the blood pressure is. Achoyshesh de'eno. Now, here we're speaking about eye diseases or eye infections. So, achoyshesh de'eno with both eyes. Oy be'enoi for one eye. V'yesh boy fear. Seer means, it brings down the Shulchan Arab says, Rir Sheb Maglit Tommy, that means there's a certain type of a mucus that's running out of his eye, and it hardens right away. Oy Shoye Shoye Sois Mimenu Demois Machmas Hakeh, or he's tearing because of the pain. That means if he has an allergy and his eyes are tearing, that's another partial, that's not a sakonet. But here, if because of the pain, his eyes are tearing, oy shohoyo sheiseis dam, oy shohoyo boy rizo, this is also a type of a mucus that runs out. Now, by all these cases, we're speaking about this is the beginning of the machle. He just got this attack. Perish chilat choyli, mechalwin olav et haShabbos. So now, be'enov. So the Mishnah Berurah says, ba'af al gav, the Mishum Sakonas Eva Ein Mechalin Be'ichar Di'araisa. The Lekuli Alme. Now, Lechere, there's only something wrong with his eye. So, the worst scenario, for sure we can get blind, the eye won't function. But, so this is a Sakonas Eva. So why is one permitted to be Mechalo Shabbos with an Ita de Haise? Of Lekamon Besit Yudayim. Ayin Shani. The eye is different. The Shulyoke de Eine Belibe Talye. The Ike Sakonas Nefesh. Chazal knew that the eye is connected to the heart, and a pagam in the eye can affect the heart. So God, he brings down over here, I'm Rav Shlomo Zalman, he brings down something very interesting. Someone who had a detached retina in the eye. This could bring about blindness. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said, and the doctor said that in order to rescue the eye, you have to go all the way to the hospital. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said, you're allowed to be Mechalo Shabbos. Why? The time I, Chazal said, the Kiva the Chazal Tolu Eina Belibe, Chazal told us a klal that the a damage to the eye can affect the heart. Af im ein adavar nireh kayom l'roveh. You go over to a doctor and you tell him eye is. The doctor says if you don't take care of it, Achmona told me you lose the sight of the eyes. But you tell him, is it connected to the heart? He says, man, with the heart, it's nothing. The eyes. So, al pi ayroch ha-roifei, it's a sakonas eva. That's what he's saying. So, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Bobach said, the kivin the chazal tolu eina believer. Chazal told us not like that. Shiraike the eina tolu believers. Avi mein adover nire kayoim leroifei, chayshin and lezivrei chachomim. Al kaponim, it's not worse than a sovik tekonish nefoshis. So Mamela, one could be Michalo Shabbos. If that Chazal said that there are certain damages in the eye that can affect the heart, and then he was mighty, now doctors say, Shekol Sakonis Eva Abachili Shiesh Bei Sakonis can affect somehow the whole body. So Kaponim, so this is a Gewaldic cooler of Shlomo Zalman, and this a detached retina, others were machma. Rabbi Yashin was machma. He said, "Ein mechal olo that's a Shabbos." That's what he said. But Rabbi Shlomo Zalman held that there's a din of a tzofik pikuach nefoshes, and one is permitted to be mechal olo Shabbos. Abol kaponim. So let us just go further. Yire bigmore mashme. The hu adin kitcha. Kitcha means there's a burning sensation in the eye. Al kaponim, some simonim we have that is running a mucus from the eye, or that because of the pain the eye is tearing, or blood is coming out of the eye. And this is the beginning of the machle, so we have to be chayish that this is a chayle sheyesh paistakos. And we're permitted to be Mechal on Shabbos. But that's Davke Chilas Chayli. It means this just started and we have these symptoms. V'chein be'emtza ha-machle. If it's in the middle of the machle, it's also the same thing. It's also the kone. Avo b'seich chayli, but if the worst is over, and now it's the end of the chayli, shikvav tosh machlosoi, so then there's no sakon, even though that means we know that the machle is almost over, so then these symptoms do not spell out sakon. That could be, but it seems by this machle Chazal somehow knew that. That's right. That is 100% sure that they all say. That they all say. They can come back. But it seems this machle Chazal knew. I don't know, club. But here Chazal knew that by the safe machle, it won't come back. For Tosh machle, say it won't come back. It seems not every machle is the same. Ein of the body mechalin. Oh yeah, the choshkein sheroite lasos refuah k'day lahagbir oireinov. He wants to make a refuah to be able to see better. The body ain't mechalin mishum zeh. One is not permitted to be mechalin mishum zeh. Now let us see a little further. Could be. Do you want to? Well, whatever the branch wants me to see, I'll see. Yeah, could be. Could be. That's another story. I mean, he saw what he had to see. Kol Choyli Sifyut. Kol chayli shalayfim einrim shehu sakone. If doctors say, and they're mumchen, deze daartussen asakonis. Af al pi shuhu al habosso ni bachus. It is not an internal machle, it's a superficial machle. It's not al habosso ni bachus. Mechalu and Olod as a Shabbos, one is permitted to be Mechalu Shabbos. Let us see the Mishnah Torah. Sharoifen, a fellow ain't a Yehudi, even he's a goy. Even Sharoife Umenu, he's a professional doctor. So Mamela, he says that it's a Sakone, so we are permitted to be Mechalu Shabbos. And Kusei Mechanim. Because of Al-Gadbaz, Chelik Dalet, Simen Samachlo. A very interesting halacha. Ima Choyli Oymer, well, there's a big halacha which will go in on this Gadbaz. Ima Choyli Oymer, Torech Ani Letrucho Plain. I need this medication. Choyli Oymer, No, you don't need this. Shaymen Lechayli, you don't listen to the Chayli. Now let us see the Bir Halacha. So there's a Halacha, the second Bir Halacha, the Leifei Echadai Mein Yitor. Ayin Ben Yishnabur Shekasavnu B'Shem HaRadbaz. Shimchoi lo oima tzore hani lekruf ha-ploine. The Chayil says, I need this medicine. V'roi v'yoima eine tzore. Shoymen lo choyle. And the Radbaz brings a makar to this halacha. T'moi d'mrinen l'inyen tainis yoima kipurin. I mean, if a person says he feels he has to eat, the doctor examines him, he says, no, there's no problem with you, you can fast. So there's a klal, levi yedei amoref nafshei. He knows better than the doctor. If he feels he has to eat, he knows better. So the Radbaz compares that halacha to over here. If he says he needs medication, the doctor says he doesn't need, we listen to the chaylas. So now the Bir Halacha explains, Li is taiti eina dvorim amurim elo. Kshayma margish ani chusha ba'eva pleini, I feel this weakness. Alkei nyakali trufa pleini shami elas l'chayli yedelze. I feel a weakness in this market. Okay? And for this weakness, there's this medication. Or was there bad eye shining like? Then did you zicha listen to the chayli? The levi yedeya moris nafshei, shaycha b'chol mili, this is shaych by everything. V'afilu levi oymer shen tzor shum trufin, the doctor says that he doesn't need it, ain't shining like. Avo, imamach lo yedua. We know what he is. Just for this machla, you need this medication. That means there's no disagreement on what he has and how he feels. He feels this and this is bothering him. And he says, and for this I need this and this and this. And the doctor says, for this you don't need it. But there ain't more of a shmoyer lechoyle lechalo Shabbos bechino. O mi kon pokein, ef shaloi mal, eif adai machel di yidu aloi, shetava gufa yuris rapes mis machle zog shanaito lefu azu, ef shen nishayna mai. He says he's different, he doesn't go like all the medical books go. He knows when he has this machle, this works for him. So then it could be that we will listen to the chayli. Yeah. Imloi, unless he says there's another shash, אם לא הייתי גרשה, השם התיתורף דייתי אולוב, אם יראה שאין המועסם כדבורוב, that could be, there could be another side effect. If you don't listen to them, then this might make him disturb him so much that the stufa could bring out the chayli, could raise the chayli. Let us just see a little further. Dimroife echad oimel tarech. One doctor said, he did this report. Dimroife echad oimel eine tarech. Mechalolim. So we're also mechalol, because this is a din of sofik bekoach nefashis. So the Mishnah Berurah says, mechalolim, the sofik nefashis lahakal. One? Oh, no. Just like that she knew good for a highway, I'm a sort of very tall for this. Oh, yeah, later.
No, thank you.
When?